China is denouncing a U.S. report on the origins of the COVID-19 virus. Beijing says the document slanders China and politicizes the search for the origins of the disease. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Ma Zhaoqu says China has been supporting science-based efforts on origins tracing and will continue to stay actively engaged. Ma says tracing the COVID-19 virus is a complex scientific matter that should only be undertaken by scientists around the world through joint research. He says the deployment of intelligence community and origins tracing is in itself a compelling evidence of the politicization of the issue. The Chinese mainland on Saturday reported no new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases. The National Health Commission says Saturday saw 33 new imported cases. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul on Saturday urged citizens to avoid traveling to the airport and avoid all airport gates due to a specific credible threat. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned that another terror attack against Kabul airport could be highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours. The remarks came one day after the Pentagon conducted a drone strike against a group responsible for the suicide bombing at Kabul airport. Britain has announced an end to its operation to evacuate civilians from Kabul. Nearly 15,000 Afghan and British citizens were airlifted in the past 2 weeks. But more than 1,000 Afghans entitled to come to the UK have been left behind. General Nick Carter, Chief of British Defence Staff.
We've done an extraordinary job to evacuate as many as we have, but I'm afraid it's absolutely heartbreaking that we can't bring everybody out.
France has also ended its evacuations from Kabul. Paris said the airlifts had to stop because of security conditions no longer being met at their airport. Hurricane Ida is expected to make landfall at the Louisiana coast Sunday afternoon or early evening. It's projected to be a Category 4 hurricane with winds up to 140 miles per hour. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Ida is expected to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane when it approaches the northern Gulf Coast on Sunday. Lionel Messi trained on Saturday ahead of his highly anticipated debut for French giants Paris Saint-Germain. The six-time Ballon d'Or winner did not feature in the first three games of the Ligue 1 campaign after being given time to settle in the French capital and build up his fitness. But he is suspected to play against Reims on Sunday.